Adrian Grenier is no stranger to the paparazzi as the star of HBO's hit series Entourage, being stalked by packs of photographers on and off the TV screen, has become a part of his life. But he was surprised when one of the people behind the cameras turned out to be a 14-year-old named Austin Vischetic. Intrigued, Adrian set out to make a documentary about Austin, but the film Teenage Paparazzo turned out to be about so much more: the nature of fame, our celebrity culture, and the question of how to make genuine contact. It's on HBO tonight at 9, and I'm very pleased that it brings Adrian Grenier to our show. Hi.
Hello.
Did you remember your first time of being a subject of the paparazzi?
I remember at times getting snapped, and when Entourage first started coming out, I felt it growing and mounting and becoming more and more a part of my life.
Was it exciting at first? I know I was at an event where suddenly all the paparazzi started taking my picture. And then the next day, I appeared in Getty Images, and they said, Jonathan Ames with Lily Taylor, Jonathan Ames with Ethan Hawke. And I realized that they thought I was Jonathan Ames.
That's funny.
But I was very pleased at the time.
Right. No, the attention can be very seductive and gratifying. And that's kind of what, you know, I discovered, is that all this picture taking, it has to do with attention.
Well, how long before it starts becoming an annoyance? Because we've seen any number of confrontations. We had Ron Galella here, and he's been punched and kicked and sued.
Well, I think it's like any media. As long as it's serving you, as long as you can control it, you like it, you want it. But the minute somebody else has control and they start printing the stories or the pictures that they want to, suddenly it's something you don't want.
Well, yeah, the relationship between paparazzi and celebrities can be both symbiotic but also adversarial, because they're invading your privacy.
They are, yeah, and they have their own agenda. You know, it's not necessarily your agenda. They may want a shot of you, you know, picking your nose or doing something that you shouldn't be doing.
Well, 98% of the pictures I've seen are either of people coming out of the supermarket with their kid wearing sunglasses, or going to some big glamorous event dressed to the nines. There isn't a heck of a lot else that happens, except once in a while they catch somebody in sunbathing in the nude.
Yeah. Well, no, it's interesting, because we as a culture are so media saturated that we become so savvy to the devices of media that we don't buy it anymore. It's all just an illusion. It's fakery. It's a facade. So we crave these more candid moments, something real. We want something tangible, something we can believe in.
When did you first notice Austin? He must stand out in a crowd of middle-aged photographers.
Yeah, well, at first I thought he was just an innocent little boy, a kid.
Because he's kind of cute.
He is cute. He's so young and baby-faced. And I thought he was a fan, and I was pleased to take a picture with him until he took out a camera that was twice the size of his head. He could barely hold it up. He was half the size of the other guys. And he was out there holding his own, and it was a complete shock, and I had to investigate. I needed to know more.
Did you find out how his peers feel about him? Are they resentful that this little kid is out there getting a lot of smiles?
Well, you know, he was self-possessed enough to go out and take the initiative to utilize the tools at his disposal, this camera, to go out and communicate and make something. And that's really what I saw. You know, his peers became the other guys, the paparazzi.
Early in the film, he tells you you were his first photo subject, and you say something like, "I bet you say that to all the celebrities."
Yeah, well, he has this disarming charm. Because he's young and cute, all the celebrities, they suddenly are more amenable to his plight.
Did you think that he was trying to play you when he said that?
You know, he's no dummy. He's a street smart kid. He's out there, and he knows how to butter you up.
At the same time, there's something very cold and calculating about this kid.
Well, and that's sort of what I've been exploring. What are the lessons being taught here? You know, at first glance, it's like, okay, fine, the kid's taking pictures, but really, what is he learning from tabloid culture? What is he learning from the other guys? It's this exploitation. And at a certain point, we all need to take responsibility for the pictures we take and the stories we create, especially now that we have the internet and we all have camera phones. We can all create these images, and they are ours to own.
And digital makes it a lot easier to take a decent picture. The camera often does the work. How good are his pictures? As good as the other guys?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. He's got an eye. He's definitely very talented. The question is, how does he want to cultivate his skill?
My guess is Adrien Grenier, who is often seen on HBO, in this case, in a documentary that he has made called Teenage Paparazzo, which is being shown tonight at 9. This is your second documentary for HBO, isn't it?
Yes.
First one was quite personal. What appealed to you about Austin as the subject of a film?
Well, this is also very personal. You know, I use documentaries as a way to grapple with my experience and ask questions. I've been, for the past 6 or 7 years, I've been playing a celebrity on a show about celebrity. And this is my way of trying to make sense of my role, my larger role in this whole tabloid industry as a celebrity. I mean, what influence did I have on this young boy, actually as a human being, and also because he's a fan of Entourage?
And do you think that he was telling you the truth when he said you were his first subject?
I actually do. I do believe it. And maybe I just want to believe it.
Well, as a celebrity, don't you have to be a little cautious in terms of whom you choose to get close to?
If you're paranoid, I mean, I choose to, you know, I really, this documentary helped me put things in perspective. You know, I'm not so threatened by the paparazzi anymore because I understand what they do and I understand the reasons. Tabloid are their stories. And of course, as a performer, as an actor, who else are they going to take pictures of?
Well, but science tells us that 14-year-old boys haven't developed major parts of their brains yet. Is that a perfect excuse for someone to become a paparazzo?
Well, it's definitely telling. I mean, I think that Austin, this anomaly, represents something happening in our culture where we're all running out to take pictures and we're all contributing.
Have you seen the new film with Joaquin Phoenix about what celebrity does to people?
I haven't seen it, but I'm looking forward to it.
By the way, you mentioned they like to catch a picture of somebody picking his nose, and there is a shot of that in the film.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was very curious to know what Joaquin was doing because he's touching upon the same aspects that I am with reality television coming out and tabloid being this very tangible, real, media. And he was just taking it one step further, as I did as well, in this sort of performative aspect of our lives where everything becomes a performance, everything becomes a piece of media.
Well, it takes two sides. There are two actors in these kinds of photos. But what do you think – why do you think people become paparazzi? Is it solely as a means of making money?
Well, it's also very exciting. It tickles this animal instinct, the thrill of the hunt. I tried it myself, and to get out there and have the adrenaline coursing through your veins, running around is very thrilling.
Well, first you have to have somebody give you a sighting. So-and-so is going to be or is at some place right now.
Yeah, well, you need a subject. You need somebody who's going to give it up and give you a good shot.
But it also is something that isn't all that predictable or manageable. In the film, it looks as if one has to be willing to drop everything and follow a lead. How is a 14-year-old able to do that?
Well, you know, he's agile. He's quick. You know, all paparazzi have to use their assets, and he's got a certain skill that the other guys don't have, and that's his youth.
But he's also something of a loner, isn't he? He's homeschooled.
He is homeschooled, yeah. And that's, you know, one way that he's able to do what he does.
Does he have friends of his age?
You know, the other guys, the older guys, are sort of his gang. They're his buddies, his mentors.
And what about his family? Why did they allow him to do this?
Well, you know, that of course, is one of the first questions I ask. Where are your parents? Why, you know, who's taking care of you? It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
He's traveling off to someplace, in fact. How does he even travel to those places?
Well, he has various modes of transportation. He either jumps in with the other guys, he'll jump on a skateboard or a scooter, he'll bike there. Sometimes he'll take a cab.
And his parents know that he's doing this at 3 o'clock in the morning?
They do, you know, and they have a very particular parenting style. You know, not having kids and understanding how difficult parenting can be, you know, I chose to look at it more objectively and really trying to understand their motives. And, you know, on one level, it may seem very risky, but on the other hand, he is developing life skills. He's able to survive in dangerous circumstances. And he's definitely got some street smarts.
First time I became aware of the term was when I saw Fellini's La Dolce Vita. Is this an Italian phenomenon?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess it started in the 60s when, you know, the first stars were being born because of, you know, the paparazzi, because of the way news was covering these celebrities.
What does paparazzi mean?
Paparazzi, the loose translation is annoying fly or a mosquito, as a leech of sorts.
Now, you went with Austin to take some pictures. What would make for a good picture other than somebody picking his nose?
Well, yeah, you know, it's a couple things. I mean, you need a full head-to-toe body shot so that, you know, whatever magazine has an opportunity to talk about the fashion of a particular celebrity. And then that's where, you know, the commerce aspect comes into it, where they're selling the lifestyle, the luxury aspects.
And are people buying Austin's photographs?
He's selling them, yeah. I mean, he's also befriending many of the celebrities and getting exclusives at times.
Now, when we took celebrities, first of all, they must have noticed that you were out there with the pack. You have a recognizable face. Were they surprised to see you?
Well, with a camera in front of you become sort of one of the gang. But I was recognized, and it was sort of an interesting role reversal, a flip of sorts, where suddenly people that I'd seen at, you know, parties or whatever were saying, "What are you doing with did they cancel Entourage?"
You have a scene with Paris Hilton here, and she's one of those people who's famous for just being famous, which is different than being famous because you actually do something. But she says that she is the second, after Jesus, she's the mm-hmm. most Googled person on the internet. Didn't she learn from John Lennon's mistake, you don't say that sort of thing?
Well, I think she did learn. I think that's why she put herself just below, one rung underneath.
One of the interesting segments in the film is when you show two very different kinds of kids. Some are at the Dalton School and some at the Venice Boys and Girls School discussing celebrity pregnancy, and they basically have the same conversation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one thing that I learned is that tabloid can be a tool for us to reflect our shared values and discuss popular events that allow us to really find our own ethical standing. So when we talk about celebrities and you know, for example, Lindsay Lohan now with her situation, it allows us to really, yeah. I mean, it's a way for us to say, hey, is this what we want? And I think my movie is a way for us to look at, you know, whether or not tabloid and what it has to represent is what we want in our culture.
And you even talk to sociologists and people in the field who have all sorts of theories about how this connects us to the famous people.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. We talk about parasocial relationships, as these sort of one-sided mediated relationships that we have with people that we see on television or listen to on the radio. And I got to say, you know, I feel like I know you so well because I listened to you for so many years, and I'm sitting here with you, and it's, you know, it's bizarre to be here with the person I've never met, but I've known you through your voice for so long.
Well, we can have dinner together sometime. Adrien Grenier is a filmmaker on top of being an actor, and not just an entourage. Now, his second film, Teenage Paparazzo, is being shown tonight on HBO at 9 o'clock. And I want to thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.